This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers across the country are dealing with severe financial stress. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, or AFBF, is bringing attention to the financial plight of the country's farmers and ranchers. A recent AFBF Market Intel report shows that financial stress is severe and persistent across farm country. John Newton, AFBF Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis, said the factors behind the stress are well known.
Input costs have increased dramatically over the last few years, up in some cases 30, 40, 50%. But at the same time, commodity prices have come crashing down. For many crops, they're at historically low levels. Trade has slowed, and the effect is we've had margins that have been at or below break even for many crops and specialty crops for many years in a row, and that's starting to impact farm financial conditions.
Newton said trade losses heighten the challenges in an already difficult economic environment.
As the Chinese backed out of the market, that put further pressure on prices. As farmers were harvesting a crop, many of them didn't have storage and had to sell at harvest time lows. So even though we've got a framework in place and the Chinese are starting to buy product, for a lot of growers, the economic benefits of these frameworks may come too late.
While some help was made available in the One Big Beautiful Bill and the American Relief Act, Newton said that assistance won't reach farmers until sometime next year.
The department has pledged $12 billion in economic support to help offset trade losses. We hope to see details of that in the next few weeks. But the One Big Beautiful Bill, while it made a historic investment in farm bill risk management programs, those benefits won't materialize on the farm for over a year.
For more information, visit fb.org. Find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.